You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we lead off with a side from a landmark session. Going back to January of 1953, this was a session under Miles Davis' name with a front line that featured Miles Davis trumpet, Charlie Parker on tenor, and Sonny Rollins on tenor. This is Compulsion.
Thank you.
And there they fade it right on out. That's Sonny Rollins, and it's called Nuke's Fadeaway. I guess that's why. I wonder what he played that they didn't want anybody to hear. That's from December of 1951 on the Prestige label. Sonny Rollins, tenor, Kenny Drew, piano, Percy Heath, bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. And we started that set with Miles Davis. Again, I mentioned that it was a landmark session, and if you were to talk to knowledgeable jazz collectors, they would tell you that it was a landmark disaster of a session. What we heard was a tune called Compulsion from January 1953 under Miles' name. Miles Davis, trumpet, Charlie Parker playing tenor. I think he only did that a couple of times on record, and this was one of them. Sonny Rollins also on tenor. Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Percy Heath bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And I was reading about this, and they said that there were several problems going on at once. Miles Davis was deep in the period of his heroin habit, and Charlie Parker had just stopped using heroin and was now drinking. And on this particular date, apparently he drank a quart of vodka before they started recording, and there was just bad blood in general at that session. I guess I don't have good enough ears because I still sort of dug that side. Compulsion by Miles Davis. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve. Lately, I've been reading about Hank Mobley and listening to Hank Mobley, and the more I hear, the more I like. I guess the word that they used to describe him was underrated. This next set belongs to Hank Mobley. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And in that set, Three Sides by Hank Mobley. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with Hank Mobley from June of 1966, package called Straight No Flyer on the Blue Note label. Listen to a tune called Soft Impressions. Hank Mobley on tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet, McCoy Tyner piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. Then we listened to Gittin' and Jettin' was the name of it from December 1961 off a package called Another Workout, also on the Blue Note label. Hank Mobley tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And we wrapped up the set with Hank and I See Your Face Before Me, going back to June 1965. Again, Hank on tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet, Harold Mayburn on piano, Larry Ridley bass, and Billy Higgins on the drums. And that comes off a package on the Blue Note label called Dippin'. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Program is a showcase for the music they call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Here's Red Garland. Thank you.
I had to call you on the phone because I feel so alone. Don't like this being on my own, can't you? Won't you hurry home? I leave the door unlocked in case. Like me, you'll find you're out of place. I'd give the world to see your face, can't you? Won't you hurry home? Our pet canary simply won't sing. There's something wrong, the doorbell won't ring. When you're away, it's all very clear. Life is just a bowl of sour milk, my dear. I'm tired of eating food that's canned, and nothing's turned out like I planned. I hope that you will understand. Can't you? Won't you hurry home?
thank you.
Going back to 1946, there's Paul Bascom, one of the featured players in the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra during the big band era. Here he is, breaking through to the bop era, on the Manor label, a thing called Robin's Hop. Paul Bascom on tenor, Johnny Grimm on trumpet, Tommy Waters alto, Ernie Washington piano, Lloyd Buchanan on bass, and Bobby Donaldson on the drums. That rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We started out with Red Garland from August of 1957, Will You Still Be Mine? That's off a package on the Prestige label called Groovy. Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Then we listened to a broadcast from the Roost, the Royal Roost, in New York City back in March 1949. Package is actually under Charlie Parker's name, but we listened to a pair of vocalists. First, we listened to Buddy Stewart and Hurry Home, accompanied by Charlie Parker on alto, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Al Haig piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Then we listened to another vocal, this time Buddy Stewart and his partner Dave Lambert, and a piece called Deedle. And that was from that same date on that same broadcast from the Royal Roost, March 1949. After the broadcast sides, we listened to Errol Garner in the studio for the Modern label back in 1949 in his rendition of Tenderly. And that brought us around to Paul Bascom from 1946, and the Robin's Hop. Once again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and we're a showcase for the sounds of modern jazz. Our limits are essentially from the years 1944 through the year 1964. We really don't do much on either side of that, but there's a lot of great music to cover. Check this out by Thad Jones. off a package called The Jazz Giants Play Miles Davis, we listened to Chet Baker and his rendition of Solar from September 1958, originally off a package called Chet Baker in New York on the Riverside label. Chet Baker, of course, on trumpet, Al Haig piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Solar by Chet Baker. Before that, we listened to Thad Jones from August of 1954 and I'll Remember April, originally on the debut label owned and operated by Charles Mingus. Package was called The Fabulous Thad Jones. Thad Jones on trumpet, Hank Jones, wonder if you ever met him before, on piano, Charles Mingus bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. And guess what? That's just about got it for our program this week. We're at the end of the trail. One more time, let me remind you that you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. The program is a showcase for modern jazz. They call it modern jazz because it's only 60 years old, but there's some awfully good sounds out there. Hope you'll agree with me. Hope you'll make plans to join me again next time when we do it all over again. Please, don't forget to tell your friends about our program. It's Jazz Oasis. We'll see you next time.